Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
But I'm not the type to care, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. It's my universe, even with an empty purse, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. I wouldn't take the wealth on Wall Street for a road where nature trots, and I calculate that I am worth my weight in gold and rust. Lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. Type to care, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. It's my universe, even with an empty purse, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. I would take all the wealth of Wall Street for a road where nature tries, and I calculate that I am worth my way in golden rods. Lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams.
Bing Crosby with I've Got a Pocket Full of Dreams from 1938. That was featured in the film Sing You Sinners, 1938 as well. And it was written by Johnny Burke and James Monaco. Well, today is the first Sunday in May, and that's also the day in the year that we celebrate the birthday of a particular performer. You know, prizes for guessing who. Bing Crosby. He was one of the most successful, influential, and loved in the popular music field. Well, Bing was born on May the 3rd, 1903, and we're going to have a birthday party for Bing, and we're going to enjoy a tiny selection of music from that huge repertoire of recordings that he made. Well, Bing did have an amazing voice. It was a very rich and warm baritone. At the same time, it had an intimacy and a directness, and it was remarkable for its tone. He made many, many recordings for which we are truly grateful. Well, he is considered to have been the most popular and influential media star of the first half of the 20th century. That also, by the way, included an extensive and very varied career in film. And he went on to become one of the most popular and successful movie stars of the century. And we're going to hear lots of film music today as well. And we're going to hear some examples of the range of Bing's style. Of course, he was a crooner, as they say, Nobody could quite do ballads the way he did. He also branched out into Western music. Of course, his Irish songs are well known. And also, of course, we tend to forget he started out in the jazz field and was much respected for his work when he ventured back into that field, away from perhaps the more mainstream music. We're going to hear now one of the examples of his venture into the Western style. This particular song is a beautiful example of the Bing Crosby voice. Now, the song was written by Bob Wills, who was a preeminent composer in the field of Western music. And the song is New San Antonio Rose. Bing recorded it in 1940, and he was accompanied by the Bobcats, who was a small group carved out of the band led by his brother, Bob Crosby. We'll stay in that year for the next song, and it's one that was written by Buddy De Silva and Robert Katcher, and it's called When Day Is Done. And then we're going to hear Bing in a field that he was particularly fond of and well known for, and that is the Irish songs. And this one, it's a particularly lovely version of Tooraloora-Lural. That's an Irish lullaby. It was written by James Royce Shannon, and it was featured in the film Going My Way in 1945. So three more songs from Bing, and we'll go now to New San Antonio Rose from 1940.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio, where in dreams I live with a memory beneath the stars all alone. It was there I found, beside the Alamo, enchantment strange as the blue up above, a moonlit pass that only she would know. Still hears my broken song of love. Moon in all your splendor, know only my heart. Call back my rose, rose of San Antonio. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own broken song. Empty words I know still live in my heart all alone. For that moonlit pass by the Alamo, and rose, my rose of San Antone. And rose, my rose of San Antonio. shadows fall, I dream of you. When day is done, I think of all the joys we knew. That yearning, returning to hold you in my arms. Won't go, love, I know, love, without you night has lost its charms. When day is done and grass is wet with twilight's dew, my lonely heart is sinking with the sun. Although I miss your tender kiss the whole day through, I miss you most of all. When day is done, twilight's dew, my lonely heart is sinking with the sun. Although I miss your tender kiss the whole day through, I miss you most of all. Now don't you cry. Tooraloo, ra-loo-roo, tooraloo-ra-lie, tooraloo-ra-loo-roo. That's an Irish lullaby. Over in Killarney, many years ago, my mother sang a song to me in tones so sweet and low. Just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way, and I'd give the world if I could hear that song of hers today. Tooraloo, ra-loo-roo, Tooraloo-ra-la. Tooraloo-ra-la. That's an Irish lullaby.
Your favorite CHUO shows, listen online and on demand at CHUO.FM.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This is the first Sunday in May, and it's the day of the in the year that we celebrate the birthday of Bing Crosby, one of the most influential of the performers in the first half of the 20th century. We've just heard Bing with three recordings. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ral from 1945, featured in the movie Going My Way. Before that, from 1940, we heard New San Antonio Rose, written by Bob Wills, and When Day Is Done, written by Buddy De Silva and Robert Katcher. Well, Bing did have an extraordinary voice, and I remember reading somewhere a while back that he had a quite unusual musical memory. All he had to do, apparently, was hear a song once, and it was kind of in there, in his head, and he would figure out how he wanted to put it across. Well, it certainly worked. It succeeded brilliantly. We're going to hear some more examples of that coming up for the rest of the hour, and we'll go now to 1936, to a song that was featured in a very popular movie of the time, where it was sung by Bing. The movie was called Pennies from Heaven, and the song is the title song to that particular film. It was written by Arthur Johnson and Johnny Burke. Then another song featured in a movie was in the movie Here Come the Waves in 1945. The song was written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer. And I think you've probably heard this one before, and it's a very nice sentiment. Accentuate the positive. Well, one of the most popular recordings of it was made by Bing along with the vocal group the Andrews Sisters. And Bing recorded many, many songs with those four ladies. And we'll hear another one a little later on in the show as well. Then we're going to go back to 1934. And this time the movie is Here Is My Heart. And the song was written by Louis Gensler and Leo Robin. And Bing will bring us Love Is Just Around the Corner. Well, we'll hear him now from 1936 with Pennies from Heaven.
A long time ago, a million years B.C., the best things in life were absolutely free. But no one appreciated the sky that was always blue. And no one congratulated a moon that was always new. So it was planned that they would vanish now and then. And you must pay before you get them back again. That's what storms were made for. And you shouldn't be afraid, for every time it rains pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune fallen all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down.
trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the thing you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. You must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
You got to accentuate the positive. I need to make it to latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate his last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, do not mess with Mr. In-Between. Do you hear me?
Chillin' Anna, you will hear about the eliminating of the negative and an accent on a positive.
Gather round me, chillin', if you're willing, and sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right.
You gotta accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
Got to spread joy
up to the maximum.
Bring gloom
down
to the minimum.
Then
otherwise, I'm liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate,
well, illustrate
my last remark.
You got the floor,
Jonah
in the whale, Noah
in the ark. What did they say?
What did they say?
Say when everything looks so dark. Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
Beautiful miracle, pardon my lyrical rhapsody, but can't you see, oh, you have captured me, being so glamorous now, can't you be amorous just with me, make it soon, have a look at that moon, love is just around the corner, and a cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner when I'm around you. I'm a sentimental mourner, and I couldn't be forlorner. when you keep me on that corner just waiting for you. Venus de Milo was noted for her charms. Strictly between us, you are cuter than Venus, and what's more, you've got arms. Let's go cuddle in a corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you. Just around the corner when I'm around you. I'm 10 times as faithful as all your other men. They all are true to no one but you, but me, I'm true to 10. Let's go cuddle in a cozy corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you.
This is the first Sunday in May, and it's the day of the in the year that we celebrate the birthday of Bing Crosby, one of the most influential of the performers in the first half of the 20th century. Well, we just heard Love is Just Around the Corner from 1934, one of his earlier recordings, featured in the movie Here Is My Heart. Before that, we heard him with the Andrews Sisters from 1945, a Harold Arlen composition with words from Johnny Mercer and very recognizable Johnny Mercer lyrics. They're always fun to listen to. Accentuate the positive. And we started off with Pennies from Heaven, the title song to the film, released in 1936, in which it was sung by Bing himself, written by Arthur Johnson and Johnny Burke. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And welcome to our annual celebration of the recordings of Bing Crosby, one of the great names in music and film in the 20th century. We have a tiny, tiny selection of his recordings for you this morning. I think altogether he recorded about 1,700 songs. I read that somewhere. So he was pretty prolific over a career that spanned, 40 years, I guess. Started out in the 1920s and went on into the 1970s. So getting on for 50 years. Well, we're going to move on now. We'll go back to Bing and his Western style. This is a rather unusual Western song. It was written by none other than Cole Porter and based on a poem by Bob Fletcher. I think somebody back then suggested that Cole Porter might try writing a Western song, and this was the result. Don't Fence Me In. And again, we will hear Bing with the Andrews Sisters, and it has they're very much a Cole Porter sound to it. It's actually quite funny. Very amusing lyrics. And then we're going to go to 1945, a year later. And we'll hear Bing with a song written by Ruby Bloom and Harry Ruby called Give Me the Simple Life. And then this is a favorite of mine. Well, you can imagine, I really can't think of a Bing recording that I don't like, but this one is always fun to listen to. From 1942, Bing got together with Woody Herman and his Woodchoppers. A very fine combination, as it turned out. The song was written by June Hershey and Don Swander. And here is Bing with Deep in the Heart of Texas. And we'll start with Bing and the Andrews Sisters and Cole Porter's Don't Fence Me In.
Give me land, lots of land, under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. Cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. And I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Lots of land under starry skies. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies.
On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
Ba 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 ba. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. And I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. No,
Papa, don't you fence me in. I don't believe in fretting and grieving. Why mess around with strife? I never was cut out to step out and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and good old mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after, not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter, and the ones you love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes, indeedy, give me the simple life.
Thank you.
is best when your mind is keen as a carving knife. I'm crazy about sleep, you do without sleep. Give me the simple life. I love to whittle and play a little tune on a 10-cent pipe. I don't aim to worry, hustle or hurry. Give me the simple life. I greet the sun when I awaken. The sky is clear up above. I like my scrambled eggs and bacon served by someone that I love. Life could be thrilling with one who's willing to be a farmer's wife. Kids calling me pappy would make me so happy. Give me the simple life. The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas, the prairie sky is wide and high. Deep in the heart of Texas, the sage in bloom is like perfume. Deep in the heart of Texas reminds me of the one I love. Deep in the heart of Texas. Big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas, the prairie sky is wide and high. Deep in the heart of Texas, the sage in bloom is like perfume. Deep in the heart of Texas reminds me of the one I love. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Bing Crosby, along with Woody Herman and his Woodchoppers, Deep in the Heart of Texas from 1942. And that was showing a little bit of the jazz side of Bing Crosby, along with his Western roots. And some fine work there from Woody and his Woodchoppers. And with a very vigorous bass, not to mention some nice trumpet. And, of course, Woody himself on the clarinet. Before that, we heard Bing with Give Me the Simple Life from 1945. And that was written by Ruby Bloom and Harry Ruby. And we started out with Cole Porter's piece Don't Fence Me In from 1944, based on a poem by Bob Fletcher. And Bing brought us that tune along with the Andrews Sisters.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CKHUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CKHUO FM 89.1.
you're listening to. I've heard that song before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Well, this is, as I said, the first Sunday in May. We've been listening to Bing Crosby this morning. His birthday would have been Friday, May the 3rd. And what a life and what a career he had. Singing, recording, touring. Of course, all that radio work, starting in the mid-1930s and going through, well, into the 1950s at least, a television show. And, of course, that amazing film career, which he started out in the early 30s and kept going through to, the, I think, the 1970s. We've been listening to a very small selection of some of the many recordings that he made, listening to some different sides, perhaps, of Bing Crosby. Always that lovely voice, and very rich, deep tones, but also he could go up and down the scale with such accuracy and such ease. He says just listening to him makes you relax. Well, we're going to have a few more recordings from Bing this morning, and they're all from movies. Most of our songs today have been featured in a movie, frequently in movies in which Bing performed them himself. And we'll hear now from 1938. The film is called Dr. Rhythm, and the songwriters are Jimmy Monaco and Johnny Burke. And Bing will bring us On the Sentimental Side. And then from 1944, an amazing songwriting team, Jerome Kern and Johnny Mercer. And I've got to say, this is really a very fine example of the wonderful melodic talents of Jerome Kern, one of the great music composers of the 20th century. And again, there's marvelous lyrics from Johnny Mercer. The song was featured in the film You Were Never Lovelier, and it's called Dearly Beloved. And we'll hear it from Bing this morning. And we'll go now to 1938, On the Sentimental Side.
If you wonder why I'm near you, even though I've been denied, I'm inclined to be a little on the sentimental side. I suppose I should forget you if I had an ounce of pride. But I guess I can't help being on the sentimental side. I should act gay, laugh it off and say farewell. Say it just didn't wear well, but I'm not that way. I'm in hope you'll think it over and perhaps be satisfied with a simple sort of person on the sentimental side. Should act gay, laugh it off and say farewell. Say it just didn't wear well, but I'm not that way. I'm in hope you'll think it over and perhaps be satisfied with a simple sort of person on the sentimental side.
beloved, how clearly I see. Somewhere in heaven, you were fashioned for me. Angel, I knew you. Angel voices led me to you. Nothing could save me. Fate gave me a sign. I know that I'll be yours, come shower or shine. So I say, merely, dearly beloved, be mine.
Get Indiana off my mind. That's the place I long to see. Back in Indiana I will find all the folks so dear to me. How I'd love to see that lazy river. Stop and give her my love. In my dreams I see a lady knitting for the one she's thinking of. Can't get Indiana off my mind anywhere I chance to roam. The moonlight on the Wabash that I left behind calls me back home. Indiana off my mind, that's the place I long to see. Back in Indiana I will find all the folks so dear to me. How I'd love to see that lazy river.
stop and give her my love. In my dreams I see a lady knitting for the one she's thinking of. Can't get Indiana off my mind anywhere I chance to roam. The moonlight on the Wabash that I left behind calls me back home.
And that was Bing Crosby with Can't Get Indiana Off My Mind from 1940, written by the one and only Hoagy Carmichael. Well, thanks so much for joining me today in this celebration of the recordings of Bing Crosby, one of the great media and musical stars of the 20th century. Do please stay with us. Randy's coming our way with 2 hours of great jazz in just a few moments. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music on I've Heard That Song Before. We got one more song from Bing this morning, and he's joined by Patti Page. I believe this is taken from one of his radio shows. It was written by Richard Whiting and Raymond Egan. And Bing and Patti from 1952 will bring us Till We Meet Again.
Smile the while you kiss me sad adieu. When the clouds roll by, I'll come to you. Then the skies will seem more blue. Down in love lane, my dearie, wedding bells will ring so merrily. Every tear will be a memory. So wait and pray each night for me. Till we meet again. So wait and pray each night for me. Till we meet again. Till we meet again. Down in lover's lane, wait and pray.